Now to close up, the new head of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority has spent his first month in the job visiting basin communities from South Australia up to southern Queensland. I caught up with Chief Executive Philip Glyde, who is urging communities, farmers, irrigators and governments to stay the course in implementing the Basin Plan. A big year ahead in your new role, Philip. What are you hoping to achieve in 2016?
I think 2016 is a pretty exciting year. The plan has been in place for almost 4 years by the end of this year, and this year in particular gives us an opportunity to make some changes to the plan that was first created in 2012.
There is a lot of strong opposition to the plan, whether it's water allocation, supply or consultation concerns. Are you open to changing or modifying the plan to meet everyone's needs?
Look, I think the plan is challenging to a lot of people, a lot of farmers and irrigators in particular. The idea is that we want to have, over the next 10, 15, 20, 30 years, we want to be able to have successful farmers supplying Australian produce overseas and to domestic markets. And we can do that in irrigated agriculture if we've got a sustainable water supply. And unfortunately, there isn't a sustainable water supply. We've over-allocated water. Governments have over-allocated water over the last 20, 30 years, and we have to restore the balance. And that's what the plan's about, is restoring that balance so that there's enough water for the river, there's enough water for the farmers that depend on that water, and for the communities that depend on those farmers. And that's what the plan's about, and that's why it's important to stay the course, even though there will be, and there has been, some pain in doing that.
You said the goal is to restore balance, but there are many people out there that believe the social, economic and environmental impacts just simply aren't lining up at the moment. How are you going to improve the implementation of this plan so that it keeps everyone happy?
Well, this year there's an opportunity to adjust the volume of water that is taken from the river. There's this opportunity to do that, and if governments can come forward with infrastructure projects and enable us to save water, then that's less water we have to take away from farmers to contribute to environmental outcomes. So it's a pretty big year for us, is to make sure that we can find those projects, that they can be put in place so that we can make sure that we do satisfy that triple bottom line of protecting the environment, protecting our farmers and protecting our communities.
The new Chief Executive of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority there, Philip Glyde.